It was fairly light already, and people were beginning to walk up and down the stairs. Over by the door, where my room was papered with old issues of Morgenbladet, I could see very clearly a notice from the director of lighthouses, and just left of it, a fat, swelling ad for freshly baked bread by Fabian Olsen, baker. As soon as I opened my eyes, I started wondering, by force of habit, whether I had anything to look forward to today. I had been somewhat hard up lately. My belongings had been taken to Uncle one after the other. I had grown nervous and irritable, and a couple of times I had even stayed in bed for a day or so because of dizziness. Every now and then, when I was lucky, I managed to get 5 kroner for an article from some newspaper or other. As it grew lighter and lighter, I started reading the ads over by the door. I could even make out the thin, grinning letters concerning shrouds at Madame Andersen's, main entrance to the right. This occupied me for quite a while. I heard the clock strike 8 downstairs before I rose and got dressed. I opened the window and looked out. From where I stood, I had a view of a clothesline and an open field. In the distance was a forge left over from a burned-down blacksmith shop where some workers were busy cleaning up. I leaned forward with my elbows on the windowsill and gazed at the sky. It promised to be a clear day. Autumn had arrived, that lovely, cool time of year when everything changes colour and dies. The streets had already begun to get noisy, tempting me to go out. This empty room, where the floor rocked up and down at every step I took, was like a horrible, broken-down coffin. There was no proper lock on the door, and no stove in the room. I used to sleep in my socks at night so they would dry a little before morning. The only thing I had to amuse myself with was a small red rocking chair where I used to sit in the evening, dozing and musing on all manner of things. When the wind blew hard and the doors downstairs were open, all sorts of eerie whistling sounds floated up through the floor and out from the walls, and the Morgenbladet over by the door would get tears in it the length of my hand. I stood up and searched through a bundle over in the corner by the bed for a bit of breakfast, but found nothing, and went back again to the window. God knows, I thought, if there is any point to my looking for work anymore. All those refusals, those half-promises and flat no's, hopes cherished only to be dashed, fresh attempts that always came to nothing. All this had killed my courage. Finally, I had applied for a job as a bill collector, but been too late. Besides, I couldn't post a 50-kroner bond. There was always something or other in the way. I also signed up for the fire brigade. There we stood, a 100 of us, in the entrance hall, throwing our chests out to give an impression of strength and fearlessness. A deputy chief went around inspecting these applicants, feeling their arm muscles and asking a question or two, and me he passed over, merely shaking his head and saying I was unfit because of my glasses. I showed up again without glasses, standing there with knitted brows and making my eyes sharp as razors, but again the man passed over me, and he smiled. He must have recognised me. The worst of it was my clothes were getting to be so shabby that I could no longer present myself for a position like a respectable person. It had been going steadily downhill for me all along. And how? In the end, strange to say, I was stripped of everything under the sun. I didn't even have a comb anymore, or a book to read when life became too dreary. All summer long I had haunted the cemeteries and Palace Park, where I would sit and prepare articles for the newspapers, column after column about all sorts of things. Strange whimsies, moods, caprices of my restless brain. In my desperation, I had often chosen the most far-fetched subjects, which cost me hours and hours of effort, and were never accepted. When a piece was finished, I began a fresh one, and I wasn't very often discouraged by the editor's no. I kept telling myself that someday I was bound to succeed. And indeed, when I was lucky and it turned out well, I would occasionally get 5 kroner for an afternoon's work. Getting up from the window again, I stepped over to the washstand and sprinkled a bit of water.